On Monday night, the Assembly learned it needs $700,000 to remodel its Thane warehouse and purchase ballot counting equipment. Assemblymember Michelle Bonnet-Hale says once the request for those funds is drafted, voters will have a chance to make their voices heard.
We're going to try to have at least two public comment periods so that people have an opportunity to weigh in and tell the Assembly what they feel about the proposal to go permanently to vote by mail, because that's what building that voting center would do.
Juneau implemented a temporary vote-by-mail system for the 2020 election due to concerns over COVID-19. Currently, that requires city officials to use an Anchorage facility for ballot counting. That's what will happen again in 2021, but if this new proposal doesn't hit any snags, Juneau would have its own facility next fall.
Timing was kind of tight, and the reason it's kind of tight is we have to give the people that manufacture those machines lots of lead time, so that's why we have to be working on it like right now in order to have it in place by October of 2022.
Hale says by having a facility here in town, she thinks Juneau's elections would gain an added level of certainty and security.
You know, we're the capital city, and if we can do it ourselves, the cost is a little high, but I feel that it's worth the cost. And I also feel that study after study has shown that vote by mail increases voter turnout and makes voting easier for voters.
The proposal will be introduced at the August 23rd Assembly meeting. They'll take public comment at that meeting and at the one on September 13th. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.